Welcome to Conversations That Count with Rob Brown, and continuing our series of social media and what it takes to be compelling online, I'm delighted to have with me today Sarah Turner. Hello to you, Sarah.
Hi, Rob. How are you doing?
We're doing great today. Sarah, tell us about what it is that you do.
I'm a freelance copywriter and have been for about 4 years now. The majority of my work is website copywriting, online content, SEO, copy.
Well, it sounds like you're perfect to tell us what it really takes to be compelling online. How did you get interested in social media and online marketing?
Well, I think for me, being a freelancer, you kind of just trying to find the sort of cheapest way to market yourself, I think. And you know, especially now, it's just so competitive. You have to kind of put yourself in front of people. If you can get it right, it's just a fantastic way of reaching people.
Mm. And it does seem to be taking off, or it's already taken off. Do you think that with the advent of social media, that traditional marketing, is that dying out?
It's just another tool in your toolbox to look at your marketing strategy overall. And like the old days, your marketing mix, you had, you know, your advertising and you had PR, whatever. I think using social media is just something else to you. You can't drop one for the other or concentrate on one and not something else. I always say to my clients, get all your ducks in a row. Have a great site with good content that's updated, that's optimized. Use PPC as well if you want to own the real estate on Google. Have optimized press releases. Use social media. Use the whole shebang, really. And if you can get it all right at the same time, then it's great.
How do you manage the information overload with sites like Twitter? Because it's always there, isn't it?
It is always there. I mean, I have TweetDeck, which is absolutely the best thing ever. And I think it kind of helps me really manage my Twitter stream. But I did have to, after about a month, turn off the alerts, because I literally every microsecond there's like, oh, another tweet, and it is very distracting. So I did turn it off, and I really limit myself now to 3 times a day. So I sort of think about who's following me, and I'm fortunate to have followers from all over the world. But that means you need to think about when you're going to talk to them, and when you're going to tweet, and you know you have to kind of think about it that way. But you could literally be on Twitter all day. You literally could. So I do try and limit myself to 3 times a day.
Why do you think people follow you or anybody on things like Twitter?
I don't know. I think from day one, I did think about what I was going to do. I thought, well, how am I going to use this? What am I actually going to do? How am I going to make this work for me? And I'm quite strict in what I tweet about. I'm a copywriter, so I pretty much tweet about words, copywriting, advertising, marketing, SEO, the internet, Google, kind of the industry in which I work. And I think people get very used to kind of receiving that kind of information from me. And that's why people follow me. They kind of jump on my Twitter homepage and go, oh, okay, yeah, I see what I'm going to get if I follow Sarah. I'm going to get, you know, kind of cool updates. I'm going to get information that's useful. And they follow me because of that, I guess. What I really don't do, and what I really hate, and I kind of unfollow people that do this, is the I've just got out of bed tweet, or I'm having my breakfast. You know, I'm like, you know what? I'm really not interested in that. Unfollow, you know. So I do. I mean, and that the thing is, that's how Twitter started. You know, what are you doing? Well, people aren't really interested in what you're doing. They're interested in what you can tell them and what information you can share, and what new thing that you found out that you want to tell everyone about. That's what they're interested in.
What are your thoughts on the idea of personal branding, personal marketing, managing your reputation, using these kind of things?
Personal branding, personal marketing, it's so easy to do it online, but it's so easy to get it wrong as well. I'm just kind of constantly amazed at people that say, oh yeah, I've got privacy settings, or I've got, you know, this private. I'm thinking, you know what, if it's online, people can see it. That's just how it is, and you have to think like that all of the time. I had a lot of clients on Facebook. I just took them all off. I keep Facebook purely for friends and family, because it kind of blurs the line too much otherwise. It's like, well, hang about, what's she doing now, you know? So I think about branding. I think about Turner Inc. branding all the time. If I'm leaving a comment on a blog, or I'm saying I like something on Creative Review, or anything, or even on I did a List Mania on Amazon, and I'm very much thinking with my Turner Inc. hat on all the time, because you just do not know who's going to see this. That's what I say to my clients all the time. What are your employees blogging about? What are they saying? Because anybody can see that, a potential client, a customer, a journalist, anybody can see what someone's written. And I think people have to kind of try and remember that. it's easy to kind of like get a great reputation online, but it's really easy to kind of really muck it up as well, I think. Mm.
We hear a lot of stories, don't we, about this heavy hand of corporate hierarchies not allowing people to get involved in social media and these networking sites. What do you feel has stopped things like this gaining acceptability in the corporate world?
I think a lot of it is fear. I think a lot of big corporations are fearful of the likes of Twitter and Facebook because they don't really understand how useful it can be. And I don't think they can control it. So I think that kind of worries them. They go, you know what, we're not going to use this. And that's kind of mad, really, because what they don't understand is their employees, who are really their kind of biggest brand ambassadors, they're already using it. They're already tweeting about the company I work for, this new product I'm working on, or I hate my boss. They're already doing that. So corporations need to kind of get on board with that. You can't stop that now. So you need to kind of have a social media policy in place. And I'm just completely amazed that so many companies just don't. The other thing I think as well is, especially in very big companies, the kind of people at the top are quite old school. You know, I had a client whose secretary, as he called her, you know, printed out his emails every day and took them in to his office, you know, and you sort of think, and they're the people that are just, they're just not interested, unfortunately. You know, they're kind of worried about the technology. They're worried about the very fast changes that are happening. You know, as I said, Twitter a couple of years ago, none of us even knew what it was, you know, and they're really fearful of getting involved. But I think that will change in the next few years. I think it has to.
What do you think the successful online networkers and marketers do or know that the unsuccessful ones don't?
I really think it's about being honest. I think it's about really being yourself, being honest, and giving more than you take. You know, whether you're a freelancer or a big corporation, that kind of really applies. And I think, of course, your long-term goal is making more sales. I mean, it is, let's be honest. You know, you don't want to be known as a nice company that goes out of business. If you think about something like Woolworths, we're like, oh, it's such a shame Woolworths has gone out of business. But you know what? None of us ever shopped there. We never went there, you know. So I think you have to be honest and say, well, actually, you know what? Really, I kind of want more sales. That's the aim of all this. It's still marketing. But I think with social media, if you try and sell someone something, forget it. It's not going to happen. It's all about building relationships. It's about being friends with people, building relationships, having them recommend you. And at some point in the future, a long way down the line, they're going to want to buy what you're selling, or they're going to know someone wants to buy what you're selling. And that's when you make the sale. But you have to put that effort in to start off with. You have to, as I say, build relationships. And this goes from, you know, a one person freelancer like myself, right up to big corporations. It's about giving away information, sending people vouchers or free stuff, or giving people backstory, whatever. You know, it's about forming relationships with people and giving stuff away before you even think about selling them something.
It's the case that you're winning business from your Twittering?
Actually, I am. Yes, I am. And I've actually been on Twitter for about, I looked at my stats actually this last couple of weeks. I think it's less than 3 months. And I've already been asked to quote on 2 jobs, and one starts next week. So that's pretty cool. That's purely meeting people on Twitter. They're like, who's this? You know, and oh yeah, they jump on your website. And I was looking at my stats the other day, and organic search is still the sort of top driver of traffic to my website. Twitter is second.
Final question, Sarah. This is excellent stuff. What few bits of advice would you give to people who are looking to dip their toes into the world of social media and getting involved online?
Commit time to it and have some kind of strategy. Who's going to write these tweets 5 times a day? Who's going to update a blog post? Who's going to answer questions on LinkedIn? Who's going to write the academy profile? And a lot of companies just are so excited about getting involved, they don't really kind of think long term. Actually, who is actually going to do this? Who have we got spare? Who's going to be trained? Who's got the skills to do this? It's just about being honest and authentic. I mean, it's, you know, you can't pull the wool over consumers' eyes anymore. They're very, very savvy, and they can really see through you if you're trying to do that. So you and you've got to be committed to that. So you can't. I think a lot of companies are still, you know, the PR department, like, yeah, let's get on and do this. And they're kind of, some of the directors are like, we can't say that, you know, we don't want people to find out what we're doing, kind of thing. So there's a lot of conflict within actual companies. So you've really got to think this through, whether you want to get involved before you start.
Well, you're going to have some real food for thought here. So tell us real quickly, what kind of problems or challenges would people have that would mean that they really need your services, Sarah?
I guess, I mean, anybody that really kind of wants a decent website these days. I mean, I come on board with a lot of companies that had a couple of previous websites, but are now realizing, you know what, just having your brochure as your website doesn't work anymore. People are much more internet savvy. They know what they're looking for. They know how to navigate around a website. They want to jump on, buy what they want to buy, jump off. They don't want to go through a whole big, you know, welcome to our company. They just don't. You know, the one thing Jerry McGovern, a famous copywriter, says, the one thing you can guarantee your reader will be on your website is impatient. And that's about it. They kind of want to, and if I write, when I try to write a website copy, I try and really write not much at all, if I'm honest with you. I try and write the entire message in as few words as possible because people really don't want to sit there and read loads and loads of pages. And I think that's where I kind of differ to my, a lot of clients come to me and we've written the copy already, you know, and it's pages and pages and pages. And I literally just squeeze it into two sentences, you know. And I think that's probably where my sort of editing talent comes in. So, I mean, I as a copywriter, I write anything for anybody. You know, I don't have any kind of particular niche or expertise in any particular area. I really feel that the message is always the same and what you're trying to achieve is always the same, whatever product or service you're offering. Anybody that needs kind of great online content, yes, they need to come to me.
And how can people get in touch with you?
By the website, obviously. It's turnerinc.co.uk, and that's turnerinc, I-N-K, not I-N-C. Or hit me up on Twitter. That's also Turner Inc. We'll have a chat.
Well, Sarah Turner, thank you so much for your time today.
My pleasure.